Hello and welcome to An Underdog Story, a walkthrough on the business of canine rehab. Each week we pull back the curtain on the intriguing world of canine rehab, from the nitty-gritty of everyday operations to sharing heartwarming success stories. We're going to dig deep into what canine rehab really looks like, the highs, the lows, and everything in between. With me, your host Anthony Skeena, a certified companion animal rehab therapist who has journeyed from the human PT world to make a difference in our furry friends' lives. Now let's get into this exciting underdog story that's waiting to be told.
Hey guys, and welcome to An Underdog Story, the business of canine rehab. I'm your host, Anthony Skeena, CCAT, bringing you insights into the world of canine rehab and the business of it. So before we start today's episode, I do want to give you guys a heads up that we are really starting to rev things up in education and also business consulting. I'm really excited to say that the launches for these categories are going to be happening around mid-April. So keep a lookout. Super excited about helping out the canine rehab community and field that much more. All right, let's get into it. In today's episode, it's all about creating environments that nurture healing and recovery. This isn't just for professionals. Pet owners too can glean insights to make home a better place for the recovering pets. Whether you're in a clinic or at home, this episode definitely has something for you. So let's get into the importance of environment in canine rehabilitation. A healing environment goes beyond just the physical space. It involves a combination of factors, which include safety, comfort, sensory elements, and psychological aspects, each playing a unique role in the recovery process. Safety first. As most people should know, this is a non-negotiable. For clinics, this means non-slip floors to prevent further injuries, wide enough spaces to accommodate all sizes of dogs, and safe storage and use of rehabilitation equipment. In home settings, this could mean puppy-proofing an area, removing any small objects that could be swallowed, and ensuring that there's nothing that could cause an injury. So then comes comfort. Imagine a space where a dog feels at ease. Soft, comfortable bedding for resting post-exercise, quiet corners for relaxation, and a general atmosphere of tranquility can contribute greatly to a dog's willingness to engage in rehabilitation activities. Now, lighting plays a huge role too. Natural light is best, but if it's not available, having soft, artificial lighting that brings enough for safety, but not so harsh as to cause discomfort, is super important. Finally, the psychological aspect here. Rehabilitation can be stressful for a dog, so creating a positive, reassuring environment is super crucial here. This could involve having familiar items like their favorite toy or blanket, using pheromone diffusers to reduce anxiety, and the rehab professional's approach. Calm, patient, and reassuring. Now, what constitutes a good rehab space in general? For both clinic and home environments, the layout is crucial here. In clinics, you'd ideally have different zones. A zone for active exercise, a zone for rest, and maybe a zone for hydrotherapy if it's available. Each area should serve its purpose without overlapping too much into the other spaces. In a home environment, you might be limited in terms of space, but you can still delineate areas. A corner of a room can be for exercise, maybe a mat on the floor for traction during exercises. And another area, possibly in a quieter part of the house, can be for rest. Now, sound is another element. In a clinic, the sound of equipment running can be stressful for a dog. Using sound-absorbing materials, playing calm music, or even having a sound machine can help. In a home, it's about minimizing sudden loud noises that could startle a rehabilitating dog. Air quality and temperature are also important. The space shouldn't be too cold or too hot. Air filters can help maintain clean air, free from allergens or dust that could be troublesome, especially for dogs with respiratory issues. Now, incorporating nature and calmness in the environment. The connection to nature can have profound effects on healing. In a clinic, if you have windows that look out into a green space, you're in luck. But if you don't, consider bringing nature inside with indoor plants or wall art depicting natural scenes. For those setting up a space at home, a rehab area with a window that looks out onto your garden can be very soothing for your dog. Even having a bird feeder outside that window can provide gentle, engaging entertainment. In terms of inducing calmness, think about the colors in your space. Colors like soft blues and greens are known to have a calming effect. The decor should be minimalistic. Too much visual clutter can be overstimulating. For a more sensory approach, consider using pet-safe essential oils or a diffuser with lavender or chamomile to create a calming atmosphere. Remember, each dog is unique. What calms one may not work for another, so it is essential to be observant and adapt as needed. Let's get into the role of technology and equipment. In professional settings, we're fortunate to have access to a variety of advanced rehabilitation technologies. Equipment like underwater treadmills offer a fantastic way to exercise dogs with minimal joint stress. However, these need to be integrated into a space thoughtfully. The approach to introducing a dog to this equipment should be gradual and positive. The same goes for other tools like laser therapy machines or shockwave units. This should be introduced in a non-threatening way, ideally associating them with positive experiences like treats or praise. Remember, how a dog first experiences this equipment can set the tone for their entire rehabilitation journey. In home settings, you might not have access to this kind of equipment, but there are still plenty of ways to create an effective rehab environment. For example, using simple items for balance and coordination exercises, such as homemade balance boards or cushions, can be very beneficial. Technology can also come in forms of apps and online resources that provide guidance for at-home rehab exercises. The key is to use technology to enhance but not overshadow the personal touch of rehabilitation. Now, creating comfortable and engaging spaces should go hand in hand in rehabilitation. In a clinic, this could mean having areas with soft bedding for resting after exercises, or quiet corners where dogs can relax away from the busier parts of the clinic. Engaging the dog's mind is just as important as engaging their body. Including puzzle toys, scent games, or gentle play can make a significant difference in their overall experience. At home, you can create a comfortable rehabilitation corner with their bed or favorite blanket. For mental engagement, incorporate short, fun training sessions into the rehab process, or use interactive toys that stimulate their mind while they recover. Remember, the goal is to make rehabilitation a positive experience, not something the dog dreads. setting up home rehab spaces for pet owners. Start by choosing a location that's free from the hustle and bustle of the household. Ensure it's a non-slip area. Yoga mats or specialized pet mats work very well for this. The space should be comfortable. Consider adding their bed or a favorite blanket. And make sure it's a place they enjoy spending time in. If you are working on specific exercises, having a clear space is important. You don't need a lot of equipment. Everyday items can be creatively repurposed. For example, a small step can be used for step-up exercises, and towels can be used for support during balance exercises. The most important aspect is ensuring that it's a safe and positive environment for your dog. Creating an ideal environment for canine rehabilitation is about balancing functionality with comfort and engagement. Whether you're a professional in a clinical setting or a pet owner at home, remember that the environment plays a crucial role in the healing process. It's about making the space a sanctuary for recovery and growth. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining me today on An Underdog Story. I hope this episode inspires you to create spaces that foster healing and happiness for all of our furry friends. And until next time, stay inspired and keep those tails wagging.
This is An Underdog Story, and thank you for joining me. I hope you've been as inspired and informed as I have been sharing it with you. And remember, in the world of canine rehab, every day is a new opportunity to turn an underdog story into a tail wagging triumph. If you like this podcast, don't forget to subscribe for future episodes and share to those who also might be interested on this topic. Also, send me your questions or share your own underdog stories with me to the Gmail link below. You can follow on Instagram and Facebook. That is also linked below. Check out Alpha's website. That is linked as well. Just as a disclaimer, any thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are mine and mine alone, and in no way reflect the opinion or position of any other company or organization I may be associated with.